Welcome to Slight Reliability, the show where we learn SRE and observability one week at a time. I'm Stephen Townsend. Welcome back to Slight Reliability, the show where we learn about SRE and observability one week at a time. I'm Stephen Townsend and I have COVID. I tested positive this morning, so I wanted to record this before I get too sick. Also, I sprained my ankle over the weekend trimming the hedge, so that was awesome. I had to go to A&E and get x-rays, so that's a lot of fun. And my entire family has COVID as well, and I have since Thursday last week. For those of you watching on YouTube, you will notice I have a different microphone. Don't worry, the famous blue microphone is still here. I just had a need to get a second microphone for some other projects that I'm working on, and I just wanted to test this one out. Today, I'm talking about the power of summary. Modern observability practices focus a lot on taking complex distributed systems and giving us the ability to understand what is happening inside them. This is a necessary adaptation required to succeed in the digital age. Modern software systems are too dynamic, distributed, and complicated to monitor with broad strokes. Ultimately, observability is about knowing things so that we can make decisions based on that information. The kind of observability I described above, think about distributed tracing, logs and metrics and context, is primarily built by engineers for engineers. But what about an executive who needs to know how many customers have signed up for a newly released service? An observable system could and should have the raw data required to answer this question, but it's not in a format that they can consume. I fully support the notion that engineers should have the skills required to explore data for themselves and not rely on someone else having pre-packaged everything into a dashboard or a workbook. But I think that's an unrealistic expectation for other types of stakeholders, such as executives, product owners, or even engineers who work in different parts of the organization and are missing the required context to make sense of our telemetry. The situation is where I think the power of summary becomes evident. Yes, we need to capture fine-grained information about how requests flow in our systems, but we also need a layer above that, which takes that fine-grained data and summarizes it into useful signals which enable other stakeholders to make informed decisions. Here's some example use cases. As I mentioned earlier, an executive who wants to know how many customers have signed up for a service in the last month, or an end user who's having trouble accessing your product or your service and wants to verify if it's up and running, or a product owner who wants to know which of the two interfaces which are running in parallel in production are more popular with users. Observability data has the building blocks required to answer all of these questions, but work needs to be done to package that up into a form that can be accessed and understood by each stakeholder group. This is where we need summary. This same challenge also applies between different teams of engineers. Even if you make your logs, your traces, and your metrics available to anyone in your organization, it's highly likely that engineers from other teams won't have the required context or familiarity with your services to make good use of them. Again, I think there is a need here to summarize, to provide the key information that other engineering teams in your organization need to make decisions. I recently saw a talk by Sean Alvarez from ThoughtWorks titled Cracking the Code, Single Pane of Glass in Observability, which articulated this topic beautifully, I think. The talk was aimed at the platform engineering community and it covered a lot of ground. And I'm going to put a link to the talk in the description below because I think it's well worth the time taken to watch it. My main point here is that detail-oriented observability platforms only serve a small set of engineers who happen to have both the skills and the context to make sense of what they're seeing. We need a layer of abstraction on top of this that provides different stakeholders the right level of information for them to make informed decisions, ultimately driving the organization towards success. Implementing this abstraction involves two activities. aggregating raw data into metrics or signals, and presenting or visualizing this in a way which stakeholders can access and understand. The first part, the aggregation, requires careful thought. What is the appropriate level of detail to present? A red or a green status? A number? Something else? And will you calculate this on demand or periodically execute a job and cache the result? The second part is how we present the information to stakeholders. This could be a dashboard, a workbook, an automated email or instant message that gets sent to stakeholders. Whatever the medium, it needs to be easy to access and digest for the people who rely on the information. A useful pattern when summarizing data like this is to provide stakeholders the ability to drill down, if desired, into the detail. For example, a product owner checks a dashboard and sees that only 1% of customers are using the new UI, which is in production, despite the fact that theoretically it's being presented to half of all users who access the site. What if the product owner could click on that element in a dashboard and be taken to a more detailed view, which shows that the second UI interface has been unavailable for most of the day? So we've gone down one layer of detail, but already the product owner has some information that enables them to make a decision. It looks like the new UI service is down, so we need the engineering team in charge of that to take a look. This whole topic of providing status roll-up and drill-down is pretty big, and it deserves its own episode, so I won't spend more time on it right now. I think in order for observability to provide value to a wide variety of stakeholders, it needs a layer of summary on top of it. But there are pitfalls that we need to watch out for while we do this. The first one is how we calculate these aggregates and making sure that the numbers we generate are meaningful. I've been talking about this topic for years, stemming back from my time as a performance engineer. If you have a service which generally takes 100 milliseconds to execute, but a small percentage of the time it takes 5 seconds to process, then if you were to calculate the average response time and show it on a dashboard, you might see 200 milliseconds as the value. Calculating an average here has hidden an underlying issue and spat out a number which is not representative of what most users are experiencing either. This same logic is why mean time to restore or recover, MTTR, is actually a pretty meaningless and unhelpful metric. This doesn't just apply to averages. Percentiles and other aggregates can be equally as misleading. It's important you understand the distribution of the data and what each aggregate number is and is not telling you. Pick your numbers carefully. Another pitfall is how much manual work or toil is required to build and maintain dashboards and workbooks for different stakeholder groups. You don't want to find yourself in a position where you're dealing with out-of-control technical debt. There's a balance to strike between the cost of maintenance versus how customized each report is for each stakeholder group. It's up to you to figure out how much of this can be automated and how much requires manual intervention. I think this is especially true within engineering teams when you try and answer every question you might ever want to ask with some kind of pre-packaged dashboard. That's not summarizing. That's trying to predict all possible failure conditions for a complex system in advance, which is impossible. So that's my initial thoughts on the power of summary. I ran a poll on LinkedIn recently, and apparently 98% of you agree that this is an important concept for people who work in technology. So I can't be the only one who's thinking along these lines. I'll be working on a more fleshed out discussion on this topic in a blog or article soon. But in the meantime, I'd love to hear your views on the topic. Feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn or Twitter, I'm not calling it X yet, or the reliability.org Slack community. That's all from another episode of Slight Reliability. Thank you once again for tuning in, and I will see you all, hopefully without COVID, next week.